Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 17, The History of Kaliya. Why did the Kaliya snake leave Ramanakan Island, which people often say is the present-day Fiji? There's a very prominent and large temple of Kaliya Krishna there. So apparently there's a long history involving Kaliya and Garuda, which is narrated in Dasama Skanda, Chapter 17. Garuda used to go to Nagalaya or Fiji to kill many snakes for lunch. Sometimes he killed more than he needed. Vasuki, the king of the snakes, approached Brahma and made a contract that twice a month one snake would be offered to Garuda, who would not kill other snakes in return. However, the arrogant Kaliya, who was the son of Kadru, began to eat all the offerings that were meant for Garuda before the great bird carrier could come and eat them. Garuda got angry when he heard of this and desired to kill Kaliya, and he rushed at the serpent with great velocity. He attacked him. Kaliya raised his hoods with his heads to poison the bird. Expanding his horrible eyes and showing his fangs, Kaliya bit Garuda. Garuda swiftly moved to repel the attack. He struck Kaliya with his left wing, which shone like molten gold. The blow overpowered Kaliya, who took shelter in a lake adjoining the Yamuna, for Garuda would not go there. Why? There was a great Muni living within the Yamuna, named Sobari Rishi, and he was sympathetic towards the fish. Once Garuda came there to eat the fish in the Yamuna, so Sobari Rishi requested Garuda not to do it. Garuda agreed, but because he was very hungry, he carried away the leader of the fish. The fish were unhappy to lose their leader, and Sobari Muni uttered a curse. If Garuda ever comes to this lake again and eats the fish, he'll immediately die. Of course, this was an offense by Sobari Rishi, which he later suffered for. Only Kaliya knew of this curse, so out of fear of Garuda, he came to the Yamuna to live in this lake. After chastising Kaliya, Krishna came out of the water, covered with jewels and decorated with gold, which he received in charity for the Nagapatnis. When the gopas saw Krishna, they immediately stood up as if rising from the dead. Filled with great joy, they hurriedly went and embraced Krishna. Even dried-up trees came back to life. Baladev went and embraced his younger brother Krishna. He laughed, knowing well Krishna's infallible potency, Achyuta Shakti. Balaram placed Krishna on his lap like a father and looked at him again and again. The Brahmanas went to Nanda Maharaj and said, "Your son was in the grips of Kaliya, but by the grace of Providence, he is now safe. To assure that your son will always be free from danger, you should now give charity to the Brahmanas," which means us. Nanda Maharaj gladly gave the Brahmanas cows and gold. Placing her beloved son, Nandalal, upon her lap, Mother Yashoda cried constantly while repeatedly embracing her darling son. The Rijvasis were very weak and hungry, so they spent that night on the banks of the Yamuna. And at night, when they were all asleep, a great forest fire blazed up within the dry forest and surrounded him. Perhaps it was a demoniac friend of Kaliya or Kansa's servant. Becoming scorched by the heat, everyone awoke and took shelter of Krishna, saying, "Krishna, Krishna, O Lord of opulence, O Ram, possessor of unlimited power, this terrible fire is about to devour us, your devotees. Please protect us, for we wish to never give up the shelter of your lotus feet." Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, He Rama, Mita Vikrama, Esha Goratamo Vanis Tavakan Grasatehina. Krishna, Krishna, O Lord of all opulence, Mahabhag, O Rama, possessor of unlimited power, this most terrible fire is about to devour us. The Vrijvasis called out to Krishna as well, because he had also shown that he was omniscient. By saying Amita Vikram, they infer that Balaram, like Krishna, was invested with the supernatural power of some demigod. O Lord, we are your true friends and devotees. Please protect us from this insurmountable fire of death. We can never give up your lotus feet, which drive away all fear. The Vrijvasis were praying, O Lord, if we die in this fire, we will be separated from your lotus feet, and this is unbearable for us. Therefore, please save us, just so we can keep serving you. Seeing his devotees so disturbed, Krishna, the infinite Lord of the universe and possessor of infinite power, swallowed the terrible forest fire. In order to protect his family members, Swajana, Krishna's prema for them, his pure love for the Vrijvasis, began to search for a suitable power within Krishna to finish and extinguish the forest fire. How can this very young, tender boy swallow such an intense fire? Thus, Krishna's Samharika Shakti, the power of destruction, swallowed the fire. Therefore, the description of Krishna being the possessor of unlimited potencies, Shakti, Drik, in this verse 25, and thus swallowing the fire is only a figure of speech, since actually Krishna's potency, known as Samharika Shakti, actually swallowed the forest fire. Of course, these Kaliya represents an anartha to Vrajabhajan. He represents envy, envy of Krishna. Snakes are generally thought of to be envious. So Kali represents brutality and treachery or envy of Krishna, which pollutes the pure water of consciousness, the pure water of Krishna consciousness, which is represented by the Yamuna, that pure river of water of consciousness, or pure river of consciousness, Chitdhara, is polluted by envy. Yamuna is the spiritual liquid of the Vaishnavas. Krishna remained in the coils of the serpent for 2 hours, imitating the ordinary human beings. Understanding the acute distress of the Vrijvasis, Nandalal broke free from Kaliya's bondage. Tormented by the expanding body of Krishna, Kaliya was forced to release him. In great anger, Kaliya raised his hoods while remaining stationary, breathing heavily. Poisonous fumes streamed from Kaliya's nostrils. His eyes blazed like fire, staring at Krishna with a glance full of terrible, poisonous fire. Kali again and again licked his lips with his bifurcated tongues. But Krishna playfully circled around Kali as Garuda would play with a snake. In response, Kali also moved around, looking for an opportunity to bite Krishna. Finally, Krishna's endless circling exhausted Kali. Seizing the opportunity, Krishna quickly pushed down the serpent's hoods with his hand and jumped up on them. As Krishna, the original master of all fine arts, began to dance on Kaliya's hoods, his lotus feet became reddened by the numerous rubies decorating Kaliya's head. When the Gandharvas, Siddhas, Rishis, and Charanas, and Devapatnis saw Krishna's amazing demonstration of the art of dancing, They quickly came there to watch the excitement. They happily accompanied Krishna by playing drums and offering prayers and songs. It was an all-out rasa dance. Krishna was enjoying the snake dance. Kali had 101 prominent heads, and as soon as one of them would not bow down, Krishna would strike it forcibly with his lotus feet. As death approached, Kali wheeling around in extreme pain while vomiting poison from his mouth and nostrils, thus reducing his sinful stock. While exuding poisonous waste from his eyes, Kali would occasionally dare to raise one of his heads in anger. Krishna would then dance on the head to subdue it, and each time this happened, the demigods would shower flowers upon the Lord. Krishna's powerful Tandava Nritya dance broke all of Kaliya's 1,000 hoods. While profusely vomiting blood, the serpent finally recognized Krishna to be the eternal supreme personality of God, Sri Narayan. Thus, within his mind, Kaliya took shelter of the Lord. Kaliya's wives were great devotees of Krishna, and they had often advised previously, they told Kaliya that he should surrender to Krishna. About to die, Kaliya remembered the good advice of his wives. Kaliya's old arch-enemy was Garuda, the Vishnu Vahan. But now Kaliya realized that Krishna was thousands of times more powerful than Garuda, and thus he could be none other than the Supreme Lord Incarnate. When Kaliya's wives, the Nagapatnis, saw how their husband had become fatigued due to the weight of Krishna, and his umbrella-like hoods had been shattered by Krishna's dancing, they felt distressed. With their clothing, ornaments, and hair scattered, they approached Krishna. Vishwanath says the Kaliya Nagapatnis were disgusted with Kaliya because of his demoniac nature. So they were thinking, if this atheist is killed, let it be. We'll be widows and engage ourselves in Krishna bhakti. But when they saw Kaliya's facial expressions, understanding he was remorseful, they thought, we're fortunate. Our husband has become a Vaishnava, so now we must try to protect him. Putting their children in front, Nagapatnis fell before Krishna, praying, O Lord, your punishment of this envious serpent is undoubtedly just. It is your mercy meant for his purification. Is it that Kaliya performed some dharmic activity in his past life, so now you are pleased with him? Otherwise, how could a sinful snake be touched by the dust of your feet? Lakshmi Devi is performing intense austerities, giving up all desires to attain your feet. We offer our obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You exist prior to this creation. You are the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. Again and again we offer our prostrated obeisances at your lotus feet. By transcending the material coverings, one can approach your lotus feet. By systematically studying this world, one can conclude that there is a Supreme Lord, and he exhibits his mayic potency to bewilder the unsurrendered. My Lord, all the material bodies throughout the universe, in sattva, raja, and ignorance, whether peaceful, agitated, or foolish, are all your creations. At least one time, a master should tolerate an offense committed by his child or subject. O Supreme Soul, please forgive our foolish tamasic husband, for he did not understand your identity. O Lord, please be merciful. It is proper for the saintly to feel compassionate for women like us. This lowly snake is about to give up his life. Please give back our husband, for he is our life and soul. We are your maidservants. What should we do? There is no fear for those who are faithfully carrying out your command. Krishna released Kaliya, who was unconscious. Regaining his senses, while breathing loudly and painfully, he submissively addressed the Lord. Kaliya said,
"Our very birth as a snake has made us envious, ignorant, and constantly angry. Oh, my Lord, it is very difficult for persons to give up their conditioned nature, by which they identify with that which is unreal. Oh, Lord, please arrange for us whatever you consider proper, whether it be mercy or punishment."
Bhagavan Sri Krishna replied to Kaliya, "Snake, you cannot remain here any longer. Go back to the ocean at once with your wives and children, relatives and friends. Let this river be once again enjoyed by the human beings and cows. If someone remembers my order to you and narrates this pastime, both morning and evening, he'll become freed from fear of snakes. If one bathes at this place, Kaliarad, in the Yamuna, he'll become free from sinful reactions. Out of fear of Garud, you left Ramanakan Island and came here to Vrindavan to take shelter in the Yamuna. But now that you are marked with my footprints, Garud will no longer try to eat you." Then Kali and his wives worshipped Krishna with fine cloth ornaments, lotus garlands, and scents. Kali was satisfied, taking permission from Krishna. Kaliya did production of the Lord, offered obeisances, and departed for Ramanakan Island. Upon leaving, the Yamuna was restored to its original pure, pristine condition by the mercy of Krishna. Actually, in terms of creation, Kaliya and Garuda are brothers because their mother is, I believe it's Kadru. Vishnu says that Kaliya indicated to Krishna, "My Lord, if you ever have to go to a distant place, you should also think of me as your carrier, Wahan. In the wink of an eye, I can travel hundreds of yojans in your service." Thus the Puranas mention that sometimes in the course of Krishna's eternal pastimes, in one couple or another, when Kansa orders Krishna to come to Mathura, Krishna goes there mounted upon Kaliya. I guess that's the original hovercraft. Krishna sits on the hoods of Kaliya and glides down the Yamuna from Vrindavan to go to Mathura to attend the Dhanur Yogya or wrestling match of Kamsa in one kalpa or another.